Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet.
Well, 20 minutes from now, Power Hour, final hour of the show. All our bets for tonight, Major League Baseball, day three of Lockmas, Ken's college football bets, and golf bets to close the show. Nick, Ken, and Tyler Morales for the Ryder Cup. But right now, we close out hour number three of the show by bringing on one of our favorite guests who comes on You Better You Bet, talking college football. He's incredibly talented, and we want everyone to follow him on Twitter if you're not already, at ESPN Rittenberg. He's Adam Rittenberg, senior college football writer and reporter for ESPN. Adam, what's going on, man? Welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick and Ken BetQL on this wonderful Wednesday. How's the college football season treated you thus far?
It's been good, Nick and Ken. It's been more unpredictable, which is, I think, great for us. I don't know if that's good or bad for the betting audience, but this is definitely a season that's shaping up possibly to have some different teams in the playoff and some more unpredictable outcomes.
Well, I'm happy to hear you say that, Adam, because that's kind of where I wanted to start. Maybe not so much with teams to make the playoff, where I totally agree with you. Like the Pac-12 might be live, Cincinnati might be live. Maybe we'll get into some of those topics. But if we're just talking about to win the title, I know we had you on a lot in the preseason, and the idea was like there are so few teams that can actually win. I think you even said there was like six teams that could win or five teams that could win, like realistically. And I kind of feel like maybe it's actually less than that, even a few weeks into the season. So Alabama and Georgia have by far the shortest odds to win the national title. They're both about 2-1 at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. I kind of think it might just be the two of them and everyone else. Do you see in terms of just to win the title, do you see it the same way or do you think it's more wide open than that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I certainly understand going with those two versus the field. You know, I still want to see Georgia continue to evolve offensively, but their defense is certainly the best in the country, if not in the top two or three, and they can win games. We saw that against Clemson. They can win games pretty much on their own. You know, I think the Alabama-Florida game showed that certain teams can give Alabama problems, but Alabama's probably still going to come out of it with a victory. I'm very curious to see how they'll do against Ole Miss next week when Ole Miss comes in with that dynamic offense and Matt Corral, who can move around, and they have so many big play threats on that Ole Miss offense, which gave Alabama trouble last year in Oxford. But, yeah, I mean, who's ultimately going to beat those two teams in a playoff setting? You know, I think Oregon, you know, has certain pieces that make you worried if you're one of those teams, but do they have quite enough to take down one of those SEC teams? You know, the Big Ten's in a different position. Ohio State's got to get there. They're not looking like a playoff team at this point. Oklahoma, they haven't lost a game, but haven't really looked like a playoff team to this point in the season. So, you know, certainly those two right now, there seems to be a gap after them.
Adam, you segue for my next question. When you brought up the Alabama Ole Miss game coming up in a couple of weeks, I want to talk to you about the Heisman Trophy market. And we touch on it every Monday here on You Better You Bet. And Ken correctly said, you know, a number of weeks ago that the field had basically been whittled down to a couple people. And now it's like, maybe it's just two. Maybe it's just Bryce Young and Matt Corral. And the two of them at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, are both at plus 200 right now, the co-favorites to win the Heisman Trophy. Obviously, Adam, as you referenced, they play in a couple weeks, Alabama and Ole Miss. Is it just a two-player race for the Heisman Trophy? Could anyone else win in your eyes potentially here?
Yeah, I think it's too early to say it's just two, especially when one of them's at a program, you know, all due respect in Ole Miss, where you're going to have to do something extraordinary. You're going to have to keep winning for starters, and you're going to have to keep putting up big numbers, which I think Matt Corral is absolutely capable of doing. But if Ole Miss say loses to Alabama and loses a couple more games, which is certainly possible because, you know, they're a really good team, but they're not, you know, head and shoulders better than everybody on their schedule. Can he stay in that race long term? So I think his numbers will keep him in the race, but I think he's got to play really well in this game against Alabama, even in a loss. You know, Bryce Young's in a different position because of the team that he plays for. I mean, that will almost alone keep him in that Heisman conversation. But, you know, I'm curious who else can maybe work their way back in. Hasn't been the greatest start for Spencer Rattler, but there's still a lot of games to go. There's obviously the entire Big 12 schedule left to play. You know, curious if there's somebody out west or if somebody, you know, in the Big Ten gets some traction, although it's been a little bit of an up and down start for C.J. Stroud. If the Ohio State goes on to win the Big Ten, could a guy like Travion Henderson, the freshman running back who was the top running back recruit in the country last year, could he get some buzz if he continues to put up 200-yard games and Ohio State is starting to win big? So I hear the two-man race conversation, but it's awfully early to declare it that at this point in the season.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Adam, one thing you mentioned when you first came on with us is that you were excited about this season because it might have more parity, at least in terms of who makes the playoff, than we normally have in a college football season. I'm curious the teams that you've targeted that could kind of, like, crash the party is the wrong word, but just kind of take one of the spots that's typically been reserved for Ohio State, who, as you mentioned, is having a down year. Maybe Oklahoma looks a little weaker than we expected. Clemson already lost to Georgia, obviously, in the opener. So feels like maybe the door open for some teams, Cincinnati or some other teams that come to mind. Who do you see kind of get in those playoff spots that we haven't seen in those playoff spots before?
Yeah, well, certainly Oregon. Oregon has a win that's going to resonate no matter what happens the rest of the season. A win at Ohio State creates margin for error. Yeah, I remember covering the 2019 season opener between Oregon and Auburn, and, you know, Justin Herbert and Oregon dominated the game, and they found a way to lose. And what that did at the end of the year, when they came back to win the Pac-12, that game cost them a playoff spot because it took away their margin for error. Now they have it. They still have to win the Pac-12 in my mind. But they could lose a game somewhere along the line, whether it's next week at Stanford, UCLA, or you know, whoever it is later in the year, and still have a chance to get into the playoff. The Pac-12 hasn't had that margin for error before. And then in the Big Ten, it's interesting. You know, so Penn State and Iowa both have some real meat on their resume already. Penn State having beaten Wisconsin on the road, which always should resonate, and they have a win against Auburn. We'll see how good Auburn is, but, you know, pretty talented Auburn team. And then Iowa has a win against Indiana, which doesn't look as good right now, but could still improve. And their win against Iowa State, again, doesn't look great in that right now, but Iowa State is still a ranked team that could go on and challenge in the Big 12. And they, if they play each other undefeated, which would require each team to win their next two games, that could be a massive opportunity for the winner to be in that playoff conversation. Because even if they were to lose a game later in the year, if they go on and win the Big Ten, that's a really good resume. And in Penn State's case, that could mean a win over Ohio State as well to pad their resume. So both Iowa and Penn State are in that conversation. The problem for Cincinnati is that their win against Indiana has already been devalued because Iowa beat them convincingly. And Cincinnati, even though that was a closer game, a 14-point margin. And they have Notre Dame coming up. Now, if Notre Dame wins this week against Wisconsin, that's great. But if not, that win will sort of be devalued a little bit, and Notre Dame's got a tough upcoming schedule. So that's what's working against Cincinnati, is that their resume just may not look as impressive as it could have undefeated if Indiana and Notre Dame had been so good.
You better, you bet, BetQL. Wonderful Wednesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley talking college football with the great Adam Rittenberg from ESPN on Twitter at ESPN Rittenberg. Adam, since you mentioned it, let's go there. One of the biggest games of the week in Soldier Field on a neutral field in Chicago, where Notre Dame, 6-point dog against Wisconsin. The total here is 46. Who do you like in this game and why? Wisconsin and Notre Dame.
Yeah, I understand why the line is what it is for Wisconsin. Coming off of a bye week, they already lost the game that they felt they should have won. Notre Dame's kind of been living on the edge. That win against Toledo looks even worse now because Toledo lost to Colorado State at home last week, and Notre Dame was fortunate to beat them. So, it's trending like a Wisconsin win, but, this is a revenge, not a revenge game, but certainly a game that Notre Dame quarterback Jack Cohn would love to win. Having quarterback Wisconsin, having essentially lost his job because of injury, and he gets a chance to, after transferring to Notre Dame, get a chance to get back at them and get back at Graham Mertz, who is the quarterback who kind of took his place. And for Mertz, it's a huge opportunity to, show that he is a guy that can make progress. He is a guy who was worth all the hype when he came out of high school. I just think Wisconsin defensively is the best unit on the field. If you were to go Notre Dame offense, Notre Dame defense, Wisconsin offense, Wisconsin defense, Wisconsin's defense is by far the best of those four. And I think it's going to be the difference in this game that Wisconsin will find a way to grind it out and get a low scoring win. Certainly might hammer the under though, even though it's not a huge total in that one.
Adam, 46, by the way, the total in Notre Dame, Wisconsin, for people who are curious about hammering the under in that game. One team I definitely want to ask you about, and you mentioned Ohio State not having the year that they typically have, already absorbed a loss, obviously, at the hands of Oregon, a team that could benefit from that significantly. Well, one is Penn State, but the other is Michigan, who finds themselves in like a sneaky, interesting game against like upstart Rutgers, who's starting to get things together. Now, all of the money in this game is coming on Michigan. They're almost a 3-touchdown favorite already at home against Rutgers, but Michigan undefeated. I mean, just kind of talk for a little bit about maybe this game and the viability of Michigan as a potential, college football playoff party crasher.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is a good opportunity for Michigan to continue to make progress offensively. I mean, there were some concerns after they beat Washington. Well, they can't pass the ball, and they passed it much better last week, albeit against, another MAC opponent. So they've beaten two MAC teams and kind of a floundering Pac-12 team at home, but they've looked impressive in doing so. For me, guys, though, Michigan was always going to be what happens October 2nd at Wisconsin. Because, Jim Harbaugh's won games, big games at home throughout his tenure. He hasn't had the same team on the road. And this Wisconsin team has absolutely humiliated them each of the last 2 years, including 2 years ago at Camp Randall Stadium. So, Wisconsin's going to be coming off of what you think is a tougher game against Notre Dame. Michigan's got a great opportunity to compete and ideally beat Wisconsin, which would be huge for their resume and their confidence. And it would kind of recalibrate if they can beat Rutgers where we think that they can go this year. But this is the game, because Wisconsin, talent-wise, is not way more talented than Michigan, but they've looked like the much, much better team in each of the last 2 years. And you couple that with the fact that Harbaugh's teams have not performed well enough away from home. What an opportunity ahead. I'll be writing about this for ESPN Plus next week. Nice. What an opportunity ahead for Michigan to establish so many things for this season and potentially beyond, trying to get over that hump against Wisconsin.
Adam, final question here, about 15 to 30 seconds here. Any game that we have not yet discussed, and we can give the point spread once you're done, so don't worry about that. But a game that you are looking forward to, a team that you really like this weekend, give us something here to look forward to this weekend in college football.
Yeah, Texas A&M, Arkansas, old Southwest Conference rivalry. Love what Sam Pittman has done with Arkansas. Veteran team. They've added some transfers. They love the way their quarterback, KJ Jefferson's playing. And I think they're going to be in this ball game on Saturday down at AT&T Stadium.
A&M, a 5.5-point road favorite at Arkansas, total in that game, 48, at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. Adam, absolutely love having you on the show. We can't wait to check out that piece coming up on Michigan on ESPN+. Stay well, and we look forward to catching you down the line here on You Better, You Bet.
All right, thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
Adam Rittenberg from ESPN joining us here on the show. I'm into that Arkansas thought there. I'm into Michigan as well. You know that.
Oh, yes. Well, that contrarian win total over. You were on this like in June. This was one of these things we knew that you were going to be on. Now, obviously, as Adam mentions, the key is, can they beat ranked teams? Like, we don't really know if that's true yet. We're going to find out in the next month.
Cade McNamara is going to win the Heisman, by the way.
Oh, maybe, noted.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Power Hour coming up after this. All our bets for tonight, including golf bets for the Ryder Cup.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.